Well, we are here at day two of the 2015 World Pork Expo in Des Moines, Iowa, and Paul Sundberg is standing here with me. And he, there was a big announcement yesterday, and he is part of that. And he is currently, for another month, the Senior Vice President of Science and Technology for the National Pork Board. But as of July 1st, as the announcement came yesterday, you will be the Executive Director of the new Swine Health Information Center. First of all, tell me a little bit about your background before we jump back to what the center means and what it's going to be doing.
Well, the background, I've been with the National Pork Board for 21 years. Science and Technology is a department within the Pork Board, and in there we deal with issues of swine health, public health, animal science, animal welfare, sustainability, all of those things, multiple issues that are important to producers, important to the industry, and how we get the science foundation for the policies and for the practices that we use out on the farm.
Well, as we talked before, you said that, or you kind of alluded to the Swine Health Information Center being the fourth leg and the fourth component of the National Pork Producers Council, the Pork Board, and AASV. So it's going to be tackling the emerging diagnostic issues when it comes to swine health nationally or globally.
There's going to be, well, first of all, the information center is funded by checkoff money, so it's producer money that goes into this. The National Pork Board put $15 million of checkoff money into this project, and the project is a five-year project. I'm hopeful, and I expect, that there will be such a return on investment that they will have a life longer than 5 years, but it's got to have a return on that investment. So there's three things that we're going to do in the center to make that return on investment happen. The first one is we're going to be forming a network of information globally that will tell us about diseases in swine that are circulating in other countries. One lesson from PED that we need to learn is that the window for opportunity for other viruses to come into the country still is open, and that means we have to be better prepared. To be better prepared, we have to know what's out there. First thing we have to do is have to figure out what's out there. Second thing we're going to do is prioritize that list, because that's going to be a long list. Our experts will prioritize that list for us with the highest impact, most likely diseases to get into the country. After that prioritization is done, we're going to dedicate a significant amount of research to make sure that we have diagnostic capabilities for those viruses and for those diseases coming in. One of the things that we learned from the PED experience was that it took us time from the time we actually discovered the virus until our laboratories, our veterinary diagnostic laboratories, had the tests that they needed in order to be able to help us manage that. We want to change that for that next virus that's going to come in. Another lesson learned from PED, and the third piece of what the Swine Health Information Center is going to do, is the value of producers talking to producers about the status of their herds, about the disease, the progression of diseases. And so the Swine Health Information Center is going to help facilitate that communication, and we're going to do that in a manner that producers can voluntarily participate, and they will have full confidence that the information that they share will be secure, it will be protected, and that they can share it among themselves to the benefit of the health benefit of the pigs on their farms. And that means, again, that return on investment, because their pigs are going to be healthier and more productive.
Kind of explain some of the, since this is a new opportunity for producers to be more educated about what's going on scientifically in their herds, what's some like hands-on efforts you're going to be putting out to those producers to help educate them on the resources that you can provide?
Well, I think the thing that producers are going to see, first of all, is a communication effort. There will be a very focused communication effort to make sure that they understand what the Swine Health Information Center is about and what it's going to do. And they'll also be getting epidemiological analysis. And this data that's going to be available from from participants. We're going to put that together in a way that's got to be analyzed. It can't just be, here's the status. It's got to be analyzed by some scientists, some epidemiologists that can put it together in a way that is going to mean something for producers and their vets. That's a big communication effort, and that's going to be something that producers will see as this thing gets up and gets running.
On the other side of that, on the vet side, you know, AASB is involved. What type of information, education on the vet side, how will they be able to utilize this information center?
All of that information, all that epidemiological analysis, all of that information is going to go to the veterinarians. It's going to go to the producers. So it's going to be available to those people that are working with the pigs on the farm to help better inform them about health risks that may be coming. The other thing that we're working with AASB very closely on, and we're going to work with them very closely on, is this list of diseases that are circulating around the world. Those veterinarians are key in helping to prioritize that list, helping to organize that list, and helping to do the review to make sure we've got the correct diagnostics.
So where can people, folks, veterinarians and producers across the country go to find more information on this effort?
Well, right now on the pork.org website, there's a lot of information still on that, on the effort. As of the first part of July, though, we'll set up that whole infrastructure so the center will have its own website. There will be all of that communication that can happen through there. But I'll tell you, for right now, the place to go is the pork.org website, because all of this is a project of the Pork Board, although it's going to be separate from them. So it's very important. The Pork Board has been very supportive of this. The Board of Directors said we need to make this happen. It's the future of swine health. And so there's a lot of information on pork.org about it.
Well, thank you, Paul. Once again, talking with Paul Sundberg. He is as of July 1, will be the new executive director for the brand new Swine Health Information Center, funded by the Pork Board and part of the MPPC and AASB. Once again, here at the 2015 World Pork Expo, I'm Jamie Johansson.